So we are recording. This is Kim Beesom. I'm with John Hasha, and you spell that H-A-S-H-A,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And we are at the museum collection at Grand Canyon. It's July 1st, 2022. Mr. Hasha is here on the occasion of commemorating the 66th anniversary of the United TWA collision over Grand Canyon, which occurred yesterday. And so Mr. Hasha is also the nephew of Gerardo, is that how you say his name?
Gerardo or Gerard.
Gerard.
Fiore. Yeah.
Who was the
flight engineer on United Airlines Flight 718.
Okay. And so you were 18 months old when it happened.
Right, yes.
So a lot of your memories are based on things you've heard, I assume.
I've heard from family members,
yes.
And stuff they saved, like his, they saved all his catalogs of Pratt & Whitney engines and diagrams and blueprints and notes, and I saw it a few times, and I don't know what became of it. I think it was thrown out at one point. And we have home movies of his the private plane he was working on in the house in Torrance, California, that he bought for my grandparents for $9,000. It was demolished in 2015. There's two condos now on the site. And we have a home movie of him in his pilot's uniform saying goodbye for the last time.
Oh, my goodness. But you don't know where that is, you said, yeah.
It's all gone.
Right. So tell us a little bit about him then.
He was born in Brooklyn, New York. My grandparents were living at 299 Gold Street in Brooklyn. It's now the site of the New York Police Department Precinct 84.
Wow.
And then they moved. In 1921, my grandparents built an apartment building, four-room apartment building at 6202 10th Avenue in Brooklyn, where my aunt, my mother, and my other uncles were born. Then in 1946, they moved to Echo Park, neighborhood of Los Angeles. My uncle Gerard bought a car, like a Model A 30s car, my mother said. And they just threw all the luggage in the trunk and they moved out here. My grandparents bought a house, which still stands, built in 1908. And he lived there until he died. Until he bought the house in the 50s in Torrance, California, where he was living when at the time of the crash. And he bought it from my grandparents. And I remember going there for the visit. Then he attended the Casey Jones School of Aeronautics, now the Vaughan School of Aeronautics and Technology in Flatbush, New York, founded in 1932. I don't know what years he attended or when he graduated, but he was there. So then he first worked for Brewster Aeronautical Corporation. They made various planes for World War II. I looked it up. I don't know. I don't remember what planes they were. They were fighters. And he probably worked there until 1946 when they went bankrupt. And they just went out of business. And then in 48, he was hired by United as a line mechanic. Then in 51, he was promoted to flight engineer. That's all I know of his work history.
Do you know what a flight engineer does?
I think the flight engineer monitors the gauges, oil pressure, air pressure, the engine, all the engine readings, and the mechanical, like the ailerons, everything that comes, that all the working parts of the plane, and make sure they're at the correct readings. any changes, they notify the pilot.
Okay. And you would go to school like you were a pilot?
You go to school like you were a pilot, yeah.
Interesting. And do you know about how many flights he had done?
No, I have no idea. A lot of them. I have no idea.
Right,
I never see any records.
From some of the things you said, it sounds like he was very much into airplanes.
Oh, absolutely. We saw the stuff he saved, the diagrams, the blueprints, the catalogs. Yeah, he was. Then my father worked for American Airlines 35 years. Before that, he worked at United. He met my mother through Gerard. Mike Nelson interviewed Edward Krieger. He died 5 years ago. He was 95. He was a line mechanic for United, and he knew Gerard, and he introduced my father to Gerard. This is my assumption, because my father would give my mother driving lessons. And he met Gerard, and they talked about airplanes all the time.
Okay.
And so Gerard was really deep
into
airplanes. Yeah.
You said he was even building a...
He was building a private, a restoring, or building... It was almost completed in the whole movie, so I think he was restoring it. He probably bought it used. It was a Cessna-type private plane. I don't know what model, who manufacturer, anything about it. I just remember seeing the whole movie in the backyard of the house in Torrance. And I don't know what became of it. And the family members would know are gone.
And he was your mother's brother then?
Brother, yeah.
My
mother was from a family of six. And there was the first child. It was, Gerard was the oldest child. He was born in 1916. Then the next child is my Johnny, or John. He went by Johnny, born in 1917. Then the next child is my Armando, killed in the Battle of the Bulge 4 days after his 21st birthday. He was born in 23. Then my mother is next, born in 26. Then my aunt, born in 28. My aunt Anna. My mother is Teresa. Then my uncle Mario, who died 2 years ago, he was born in 32. And so there were six children.
Yeah. And what did you know about his personal life then?
Well, he was seeing a girl, like Mike Nelson states in the book, he was engaged to a girl in Italy. In the 1956 Torrance City Directory, as a girl listed with him as wife, called Ing. I never saw her. I don't know who she is. I don't know, Ing and the girl in Italy are the same person, two different people, or she even existed. I have nothing to go on.
Yeah.
And I put her name in as Ing Fiore on Ancestry.com that I use, research my family, and nothing has come up.
Okay.
And so she's a mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
your parents never spoke about
her? Never spoke about her, and I... Okay. Never saw her, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how old was he when
he was
the accident?
39. He would have been 40 October 21st of that year.
Okay.
So he bought me a few toys. That's all I...
Airplane related?
No, I think they're stuffed animals. Teddy bears. I don't remember.
Right.
My mother would... that's what my mother told
right.
me, so...
Do you remember any stories that your parents or your grandparents might have told about him?
No, he was always working.
Yeah.
Always reading up on airplanes, engines and that kind of thing. Party animal. It was fun loving. That's what Mike says in the book, it was fun loving. I know that now. He had a dog. There's a picture of him with a dog. In Echo Park, I'll send that to you.
Thank you.
And that's all I know.
Yeah.
And
well, do you remember how your family heard about the accident?
Well, I think they partly got a phone call or from United. That's probably what happened. My mother never said. Nobody ever said. So
yeah,
I assume that's what happened.
And do you remember how it affected some of your, or what you've heard about it affecting your family? I think it affected your grandparents.
Well, it hit them like a rock.
Yeah.
And having another son killed 12 years earlier, it was terrible. And but they never talked about it.
They didn't.
Rarely.
About either of them then?
No, yeah. And my father would watch war films. He was a World War II vet. My grandmother said, is this World War II? She didn't want to watch it because it reminded him of her of Armando. And that's all she said about it. But they always kept quiet about it. It's just, they accepted it. And
you mentioned one story about your father at the, or your grandfather at the funeral.
Yeah, in the book, it's another family story that Mike mentions in the book, that at the, at the end of the service, he walked to the back of the crowd and said, how did this happen? And I don't know, he was really shook up.
Yeah.
He never showed up, but I know he was shook up.
Was Armando's accident, was that airplane related?
No, it was killed in the Battle of the Bulge, mortar shell attack in Belgium, I think. I have one. And he's buried at the American Cemetery in Luxembourg. I went there once. And 5,000 are buried there, but Patton's buried there too. It's depressing.
Yeah. So perhaps your family didn't fly anyway. You don't know if that kept them from...
My grandma didn't fly. We did. My parents, so we flew.
Okay.
It didn't bother us.
Okay.
But my grandparents didn't fly after that.
Yeah. So they didn't talk a lot about him. Some of it is the information is what you found out since.
Yeah, through other sources, yeah.
Was your family part of the lawsuit?
Yeah, I found my Uncle Johnny, mm-hmm. got the money. I forgot how much it was, but I found the newspaper articles on it on newspapers.com, what I just subscribed to. So they got money from it in 1960.
Was
yeah,
that?
I
okay.
think, yeah.
Do you know much about the lawsuit? Like
I think
all the families?
I think all the families sued TWA.
Okay.
For making an incompetent decision. And
what was that decision?
I think the pipe wanted to change altitude, avoid the storm. Salt Lake City said, no, you got another plane up there, but he did. Anyway, I don't know exactly the details off the Mike's book,
sure.
which I'm reading now. And it could have been avoided if it's the flight rules at the time permitted it, because my Uncle Gerard was always worried sick about this. My mother says, someday there's going to be a catastrophic accident, and it's going to prove his point.
That's what your uncle felt like
yeah.
it was a little dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. It was the air trail at the time was just too dangerous. And
because of the monitoring.
There was uncontrolled airspace. You're flying one plane, you don't know where the other guy is, and you can just make any decision and anything could happen. So
he was part of that tragic point.
Yeah,
that,
right, yeah.
Ended up being made. And so was, so you, all the United families sued TWA?
I think they all did. I'm not sure, but all or most of them did.
Yeah, and they came to a settlement?
In 1960.
In 1960.
That's when my uncle got the money, so.
Okay.
So I assume it was settled by then. And so they waited 4 years.
Okay. So, being part of the United plane, he is commemorated on the monument that we have in the Pioneer Cemetery here. Do you know if your family came to that?
Oh yeah, when my parents took vacation. We went to the Grand Canyon. We came here to the cemetery. I remember that.
Okay.
My mother wanted to see it.
As growing up, did you come to the actual ceremony when the memorial was set?
No, there's a whole move of it. My parents and grandparents went.
They did.
I didn't go.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I see my parents in the movie and pictures of the stone, the obelisk.
Do you remember if there were a lot of people in attendance at that time?
It looked like, I'd say, 50 people.
Okay.
It was a pretty good crowd.
Yeah.
I think it was a pretty good crowd.
I don't remember when that was, but it was just...
It was a couple weeks later.
Couple weeks later. Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to check the Mike's book. But anyway, and it was a couple weeks later.
So they did come for that. Did do you have a separate ceremony elsewhere?
They had a funeral mass for Gerard at St. James Catholic Church in Redondo Beach, and I found the announcement of it in the newspaper article.
Okay.
And that's all they did.
If you're able to scan those, we would absolutely...
I'll send all that stuff.
Oh, thank you very much.
Next week when we get home, we're going home tomorrow.
Whenever, yeah.
Yeah, I'll send it to you next week. Scan all that.
Thank you. I don't really have too many more questions. Just if there's anything that you remember that you wanted to tell about him. Your family remains in California to this day.
Yeah.
Unless you have any further stories.
Well, I wish I had more information, and I wish not everything was thrown out. It was a marvelous collection of blueprints and Pratt & Whitney catalogs of engine parts, and diagrams of various things. Were the engines and the propellers and the works. And I wish I knew. I guess it got thrown out. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's lost.
Yeah.
And nobody would. My cousin doesn't know. My cousin, Big Bear, she's on my mother's side. I don't think she knows. And my sister wouldn't know. So it's all gone. So I'm going to have to do. Use the newspaper articles, and I'll send the pictures, and
super.
That much I have.
And when did you find out about the families group that you are now?
I had this woman. She's one of my Facebook friends. She's a daughter of my father's best friend. He knew her father since they were teenagers. Michael Nagme, Lebanese and Turkish descent. She lives out in the San Fernando Valley. She found Mike's website. I found that there's a book about the crash that kills your uncle. She wrote me on Facebook, and go check it out. And I found it, and I bought the book, and then they created the patrons group and on Facebook, and I joined that. And my Tom Sapizio, he contacted me. He said, "I'm familiar with Banny. I have dinner at Russo's Italian Kitchen because we're both Italian." and I know the owner of Russo's. He's in my Nicer Columbus group at church. And so we met back in March. We met and we discuss all that. He was thrilled to meet me.
Was that kind of a relief to find a...
Yeah, I like to know how the other families felt and how they handled it. And like Tom said, his mother wouldn't talk about it. And I'm sure the other families, I thought there'd be more descendants yesterday. But that's fine. Well, that happened. But I always want to know how the other families handled it.
Yeah, no.
And but I was really glad to meet Tom. And
yeah.
He family kind of the way my family did. They just couldn't talk about it.
And do you kind of have those kind of discussions on?
I'm not afraid to talk about it because it. A lot of good came out of it, considering, and it changes the flight rules and the FAA and so on, and
makes flying safer today.
Yeah, I know I could fly in the 50s.
Yeah.
Not with the.
Yeah, I know. Have you met other family members then through this?
I haven't. I haven't checked the website yet, but I will. See, I'd like to, so maybe next year some will come in for it. So,
And I just out of curiosity, how did it feel yesterday when people were talking about it?
I felt good to see how everybody felt about it and how they're handling it. And researching how it changed aviation, and it was good to hear everything the first time.
And I think because it's somewhat new, I'll just ask you. I know some of the families are interested in a better representation of it at the park. So we had that meeting today.
Yeah, maybe. I like the idea of the museum. Doesn't be a very big building, but
even an exhibit in a museum.
In the museum too, either way, and moving the marker to Navajo Point for a better view of the.
Because currently it's at Desert View, and
and Tom Martin, it's above the you can barely see it. You know, and I found it when he was showing it, and moving it definitely has to be moved.
Yeah,
and it's for a better view.
And
having the telescopes and all that.
Yeah, and so you as a family, you feel that would be a nice way to represent your uncle.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
And what did it feel like to see the Chuar Butte and
I was thrilled to see it in person. I was here last May last year, and I saw the mark everything for the first time at Desert View, and it was a relief. I think now I see it in person and see how things happened. It was a relief.
Well, if you have any other memories that you'd like to share, otherwise.
I think that's it. I think Carter, but I'll do some digging though.
Yes, and we look forward to those personal pictures that just bring them
and
to
I
life.
It's World War II draft card.
Oh wow!
And somebody wrote in another Bakersfield address. I don't know, he lived there, but he has his New York address, Brooklyn address on it. But somebody wrote, I don't know, he did, that he lived on G Street in Bakersfield.
Ooh.
And I don't know what it means. And there's a newer house I went to Google Maps to check the address. The house that's there now was built in 78, so I went to Zillow to check. So it's not the house he lived in if he did live there. I don't know what the address means.
Yeah.
So.
But he was in World War II? Was he a fighter?
No, he filled out men that, or a certain age, up to a certain age, had to fill out draft cards. He did. He never went into the military. So I don't know what the Bakersfield address means.
Okay.
And so I'll send all that.
Hey, thank you very much. Well then, if that's good, thank you so much for talking with us. We appreciate it.